In Chazara, we'll need a simul cooks out of ches, by Sifla and Gimel. The sugya, if a person goes inside the mikvah, where there's tit over there. So first, the Chava said, L'chadchila, you should not go do that. You have a bayam, it's inside the sugya of chatzitza. Therefore, what's tzitza? He says, put zemiris, put wood or twigs there on top of the mud. And the Tazna Shitosa, he says, La dafka to have twigs, because it's not mekabel tumo. Even a sarin, it wants to be paskin against the mekabel siflam aleph. Therefore, the law says, even putting the sarin, says the Taz, however, we do not paskin like the Taz, we go like the mekabel, and therefore we have to put twigs there. Let's say you were toivel. Losh the mekabel is, yesh oimim mishloi also like tfilo. The Meister of Mordus agrees, that's how Lochle Meister, Rui Poiskim Taz, says, no problem, it's a sugi of tit, also like tfilo. Rui Poiskim Atirin. I thought so. We have to look at the black Shulchan Aruch and know who it is exactly. Black one always says if it's the Shach or the Ramah. That's usually the question. Maisa come along the Taz to bring down the Torah, and he wants the Maisa to disagree upon this halacha and says, what's the difference when in the case of a bed, they have a sugi over here of Mayim Makdimim? Why in the world should a tit not also have the sugi of Mayim Makdimim? So bring down the terrace, the Beisaysef from the Ran over here, that by tits, the chshash of having mud stuck bein espoysof, and therefore it sounds like, even though the wood you came first there, but since it's stuck over there, will not have the heter of Mayim Makdimim. The Shach does have kasha that we see early in Sif Yudalad, negates the sugya of tit, there are two different types of tit. The tit of Yavim and Yitzim and Drochim, those are chatzitza. Mashaikin, all the tits, when they're locked, there's not nichel neged of chatzitza. So why the world over here will chayshish mitzad the sugya of tit? So he wants to answer, our tit is like that tit over there of Yavim and Yitzim, it's very thick, and therefore there is a chatzitza. When the case is locked, there will not be a problem, and therefore you can't be toivel. It comes out of this halacha, first of all, there are more sounds if you argue with it, and second of all, we have the Shach says, regular to the mice, it's not a problem over here. However, the Piskei Teshuva points out that earlier, based upon the Shach's according to them, the Dekma Vav over here, the Behudah over here says, that it sounds like you have to physically pick up your feet. Don't physically pick up your feet. You have a bayah, it's not a sugya of my makdimim. And he points out, the Nadibhudi, if that's so, to have the Noshim pick up, does that mean one and the other? You need to jump up. It's Kar of Levada, the Noshim not going to jump up inside the mikvah. They're not going, because they just not desire to go do it. Not a big deal to go do it. This Noshim are not worried to make sure to go do that. And therefore, to not tell women to go in a place with this tit and then jump up, it's just not usually going to happen. And therefore, they should go choose to do another mikvah. So it comes out, even though Medina could be Beseder, Avada not called the Chathila inside that mikvah. Sif Lamadalad is the building upon Rashi of one of the Sugya when Shmuel built mats for his daughters in the summer. It's had a Sugya of people might see him out sneers, and therefore she was afraid people seeing them, they run into the mikvah, run out of the mikvah. And just like you have a Sugya of Pachet over here, that maybe they'll not tell you correctly, you also have a Sugya of people seeing that she'll not tell you correctly. And they gave the Sugya of Pachet, Ziflam, and Alvi Seed, but the Evid also like Tfila. You also, but the Evid also like Tfila, the same Sugya. Siflam Lei is Rosh Lakish saying that you have to be terrible. Watching, meaning people not.
No, I'm talking about that she is the tefillah.
You need someone to watch a ball in it.
Yes,
that's not a problem. We're discussing when she's in a public place and she's embarrassed, whether just women sing her. No, she's not embarrassed about it.
No, I'm saying the ball
yes, it should never terrible Lechatchila, even the ball that's watching her, Lechatchila not to be in such a place. If they say today by Corona, therefore you should go in places not in the, when you go to the beach, you go to the Canary, you should make sure that these places over here, where there's really no one around. But even if you're not sure, what happens is the point that people tell me, when the moon's out, they get nervous. Because people can see from all over the whole entire lake, all around. And therefore, even though someone's watching you, if you're stuck, also like Philo. They say when there's no moon, at the end of the month, being in the month, they're not nervous, because no one can really see you. Fine. But that's not the correct place to go to if you have an option. You have no option. Siflam Lei, the Shlok is saying, the Loch is Yepi Tevil Derech Gidulosai. Now, what does it mean? He means you should not be standing straight, not be bending down all the way, you should be bending a little bit. Now you have your feet spread out all the way, now your hands out all the way, just a little bit. Derech Gidulosai. The way how a person walks. Now, there is a long base Zaysif, and the Taz brings down part of it, getting involved. How exactly do you cut Zaysim? How exactly do you knead bread? How exactly do you nurse? How exactly does a person squat over here and weave? How to go do that? That's not really a sugya, it's a side point. The idea basically comes out, has to be the natural way how a person, how he walks in the street. Now, the Shach does explain what is the lumdus behind it over here. He says that if a person has it too far out, they'll come out to the areas that's supposed to be makom gula, might be come into creases, and will not have the heter of royal biyasmaim. Has to be biyasmaim smamish. Person that bends too much will be places that's supposed to be makom giloi. Look like a base of star. Therefore, the derek the also the natural way of bending a little bit and arms and feet spread apart a little bit will come out. Whatever's that way, whatever it's seen as makom gula and water will physically get there. Anything inside crease over there will be nichol get a base of star. Therefore, if there's no chatitas, when nichol the circle of royal biyasmaim, then there won't be ma'akiv of water physically does not get there. The Mechava says, let's say a person did not do this, they bent too much or stood straight up. Yesh misha oimer leos loy tefila. Now, Kamal the Taz, and he has a bayah over here, that we see the loch in Sif Lamed, we have a sugar over here, Mayim Magdimim. Why don't you have a head over here inside this crease inside the sugar of Mayim Magdimim? The Kamal the Taz says, his question over here is, should we bend out before she went to the mikvah? And she goes into the mikvah, the water never got there. So practically, physically, she never had the heter of Mayim Magdimim. He says, if that's so, I'll give you an eitzah. Very simple, go all the way to her neck, then bend over, and anything over here already has Mayim Magdimim that's inside you. That means you bent over by your stomach, the crease over there already was inside the mikvah, and therefore you have the heter of Mayim Magdimim, will not be a problem. And therefore the Swam say today, there are not Shema Toivel twice. Usually you have the heter of the Taz of Mayim Magdimim, and we're not worried that much if she's her creases on things that are underneath the mikvah. The Meister, the Kuz, the Kest, the Shach wants to disagree. He says a chiddush over here. It says when you have creases inside the mikvah, it's so tight it takes away the chiyu to the mikvah. That means you have a 400-pound lady inside the mikvah, feet on the ground. You have a heter mayim makdimim. She bends over inside the mikvah. It's too tight. You have no heter mayim makdimim. Fine, or that's the Shach wants to argue the Taz. The Meister again, it comes out over here that the yesh bishoyim le osloy tefilo. That means some say that it is osloy tefilo. I gamas before she gemara shloka shes has to be derek gidulosei, the way our personal meister walks. So he says we know already there's a shaila what the gears in the gemara is do we have the gears lech hilchsa kol chol hani shmeitzo and the loch is dapin against studio tumuk tahiro or the loch even nidla bailo and we have a chil between nidla bailo versus tumuk tahiro 10 different times through hilchus nid over here. So the question over here is does we apply this klal over here also to be meikel or to be machmer? So that's why we have a yesh mishoim over here lemaisa to be mekel machloikis. The kash effect of shach, you go back to sev zayin, sev ches, sev tes over there. The mechaber saw them to be machmer, and we read the beis yosef. The beis yosef points out that the three gemaras that everyone agrees it's a shaila where the gears is. That's sev zayin, ches, and tes. There was saw them to be machmer here on sif lamed hey and sif lamed tes. Rabbi Yechon's case and Rosh Lakish's case. The case is derek dulosli the idea of clenching your eyes. The shaila, even if they less something the kol shmeitz, is going back in that lashon over there. And now these two cases where the shach with mechaber being out the locha, or maybe to be mekel. In fact, the shach why? Tzarchin. Why in the world over here bring it down and early to not bring it down? No answer. Sif Lamavava is discussing the height of the water in the mikvah, and the Metzia says women are playing on different platforms. Depends how tall they are. How it's supposed to be? It's supposed to be the size of a zeres. On top of the belly button. How much is that? Mr. Shuv has two sheetahs. Either being down the gittas, give three tefachim over here, you base goyim. Ulubuse Strat says, Al kaponim, 10 goyim, 2.5 tefachim over here. If the maisa, that's a shear atop of the belly button. That means the belly button. It's supposed to be on top of that, around over here. How much? Between 3 tefachim and 2.5 tefachim, says Pisca Shuva. Now let's say the water is low down. And you don't really have that option, then what to go do? So then the Pesach Shuvah being down, the loss in the Shachar Ba'aretz. You should lie down, straight down. Batim, I think that's the idea of the Mechab and Sif Lamed Zayin, says you don't water that way, then the Paner Ugufer Kvushim Bekarko. I think that means you should also mean to lie down. And the Lashon of the Shach, according to the Hag, should be like a case of Kibinise, like fish, which also I think means lost in lying down. And if you want the Ramah over here, it sends you what he writes in Simon Reish Aleph over there. The Lashon of the Ramah over there is L'shtateach Alpanel, also to lie down. So I think all four Makoris, the Shach, Pesach Yeshuva, Mechab Ramah, all have four different Lashonis, but as far as I know, they're all saying the same exact thing. Same idea. Why all of them are saying four different Lashonis, I'm not exactly sure. Why they give a Lashon over here of being Kovish Bekarko, I would have said to lie down, like the Peskachuv over here says. But it comes up, Maiso. Again, we have four Lashonis, all saying the same thing. As far as I understand, all saying face down, head down, lie down straight. As far as I can tell, all saying the same thing. Four different Lashonis. Why the Shach saying like a fish from the Hag? Why the Machab said Lashon Kovash? To say Lashon Lashachim. Why Lashtateach? To bow down? Don't know. But as far as I understand, all of them are saying the same exact idea, to lie down straight. You tell me Nafkamina, please. Sif Lamaches is the mouth of your mouth. It does not have to physically be opened. We pass it like the Rishonim, it can be closed. However, do not to clench it. If you clench it, also like Tefillah. How should it be? A case of Beinoni. Sif Lamaches, the gate to your eyes, come along with the Mechaber, also you should not clench your eyes. Also not be open too wide over here. If you put your eyes inside the water with your eyes open. The loch is, and if you do that, Yesh Oymim Shlo also like Tefillah. So we have Elocha and Sif Lamaches by your mouth clenching is Le'os Lo Tefillah. Masha'enkein, by the eyes it says Yesh Oymim Shle'os Lo Tefillah. Direct the Shach, why is one case of Yesh Oymim, one case of only Le'os Lo Tefillah? Once the answer, the gate to your eyes, it means down the round, that the eyes, since even by the Kamotim, could be the water gets inside, and there's more reason to be making on the case of your eyes over your mouth. And again, we have a shallow wine, Sif Lamaches and Sif Lamachei. We have the Losha that's Meduyik, that the are those say also like Tefillah. That the Shach said, sorry. Sif Mem is the locha of a balanit. First, the locha of a balanit, she has to be a Yehudi, number one. Number two, she has to be a Gdola, 12 years old. Now, why do we have a balanit? People think we have a balanit to check for chatzitzis. That's not the reason. The reason is very clear. The Machaba to make sure or here is not floating above the water. The here is inside the water. If you have no balanit, then what to go do? Says the Mechaber, you take your hair and you tie it up over here and you make sure the thing that's being tied over here is either rough or you have a shasheret, that is a case over here that's loose over here, put it inside the water, and then when you pull it down and then you leave go, you have to put your hands straight and make sure it's not going on top of the water. Said the Shach, this case of the Chalula, case of the Reshet, like the Locha Sif Kimmel. Oh, so Pashto go all the way down. Basically, you have to make sure your hair is fully in the water. So the Torah says you take your hand and go like this. Pashim go all the way down, and without getting out of the sugya of chatzitza, you're not there, you lost, so it also should be no problem over here. However, let's say there is any chash at all that one here stuck out. Come on, because tshuva, big zam, kiveger, it's a shalav, a deraisa, a chastas tumor, and also a tefillah. Again, very, very important, the reason why people go with the Zabalnit or people go with their spouses to make sure the Toivol mitzvah, the sugya of the year, should not be on top of the water, otherwise they also let feel of their eyes. Sifim Aleph, the Girsa that some people have in the Gemara, is that when a person comes out of Chafifa and she is Orem, she puts a child on top of her, the child might have mud or dirt upon their feet or upon their hands. A lot of children seem to be that way. And there's a chash over here that they got on top of the Isha. Then she went to the mikvah. She came out. You found nothing there. But since halacha negate to mokum megula, you had to check before she went to the mikvah. Again, afterwards, you found nothing, and maybe it fell off when she's coming out of the mikvah. And therefore, halacha is we have a chash there is tit there, and they also like tefillah mechaber. So echam your balanit checks everything. Besider again, that's not you said the balanit. The balanit, the main, most they tell me now with the balanit does, she doesn't even check. The balanit is there. She stands a distance away. They watch her go down inside the hair, and she asks the Isha, did you stay a distance? And asked, did you check this? Did they ask her? They don't even check. Did you do this? Did you do this? Did you do that? Did you do this? That's what I'm told they do in the mikvah right now. Because the balanit is not there to check an Isha. The balanit is there to make sure it's done correctly, the tefillah. They ask. Now again, there could be other mikvahs around. That's only that I know, more the Hamish Shkunot. Now the Shach the Meister big down from the Bach that we paskin maybe gets the Gemara or we're not chosh of this Indian of tit that came on from the child after the her chavipa and fell off in the mikvah. Sif and Beis is when you have something between her fingers or toenails, between her toes. The loch is you have these twigs or these pebbles over here. It's a bayam of the sugya chatzitza. We say chabura if you have sand between your feet, you have the same problem. Therefore, you go to the beach. You should first go walk on the ground with cracks. You get to the water. You take off your cracks. Go inside the water over here. Now, the reason that the Shach is, I said, so why did you get water between your toes? The same is that the sugar of Beis HaStorim. Beis HaStorim has to be royal Beis Maim. You can't water allowed Dafka to physically get there. You can't have any dirt between your toes. Sifam Gimel comes first to Mechaba and says, when you have a plaster or a bandage or anything that's coming to heal you on top of you, even though these things over here are in a makom of beis torim, again, since we have a locha of beis torim, it has to be royal beis mayim. Therefore, you have to take these things off. So the sugya of chatzitza. Ramah comes along and moisim and says, also, when a person before they go to the mikvah, she has to go to the bathroom. She has to check if she is gedolim or ketanim, and she also should clean out her nose. Now, the reason over here why she has to go to the bathroom, loshon Ramah, shloi tehei tzricha la'otza atzma, not to cleanse her body. The Ramah also can explain, we're not worrying about her bladder inside. Say bayav chatzitza beis torim. Pashas inside is a makom below. The idea we're worried about is where it's coming out. She's clenching over there, and the makom goloi is being clenched. If that ear is being clenched over there, the wood has to physically get there, and that's the bayam tzadzugu of chatzitzo. The maestro shach being down from the bach, that's not ma'akim b'di'evet. Why be choshish the whole time she's clenching over there, and therefore it's not ma'akim b'di'evet. Sifim dal, the mechaber has four cases where here it's got stuck together. What? It could be even she clenches, we're not worried about it, because it could be you assume the water got there. To assume that area got clenched, the water got there, yesh lotim. Not get the yesh lotim. As if giving it by the case of a nose. If Kvegel Meissen, they get to nose, there are three levels over there. Earlier in Sif Zayin, the Bigdam Arami Pano, over there it says there's a Mokum Goloi, Mamash have to clean, there's a Beis Astarim, and there's a Mokum Blua. Mokum Blua is not a problem. Beis Astarim has to be Royal B.S. Mayim. I mean, you should blow your nose, clean out your nose very well, very careful. The Ramah, basically, why Kivege is on Sif Zayin, because that's where Lifluf is. Lifluf Shevanayim should Lifluf Shevaaf. But Be'etzim is the same halacha. You're saying, come out the same two levels. There's no machlokes of Kivege and Ramapanu versus the Ramah. This over there, the Kivege explaining the three levels, and over here, just saying the halacha or Bekitzer. Now, the Mechab over here has a case where hairs are stuck together. He has four different cases of hairs. Either you have a hair, one or two hairs that's stuck to Mako, or you have two hairs that's stuck together by Tit or Tsaya, or he has a case, how the Taz explains, she has the lower eyelids and on the top eyelids. The eyelids on bottom are going through the holes in the eyelids on top. That means it's mamash going through your eyelids, and therefore, even though you can open the eyes, there's a hair stuck in between. That's his third case. And then there's a fourth case where the two eyelids of the maestro are stuck together in the ears. So you have four cases. So there's a bayav of all four of these cases. Inside the sugya of chatzitza, what to go do in these cases? So it basically goes through your eyes, you cut it. They're stuck together, you cut it. There's mud over there, you have to get off the mud over here, get the tit off, get the tzai off. Sif Mehe is a case of a vak, a case of dust. So the mechaber has, those want to say it is a chatzitza, others want to say it's not a chatzitza. So the correct thing says the mechaber, do shifshuf, you wash off hot water, and you take care of the dust. Come on with Pesach Shuva, Rigna from the Arya, that people put powder upon their body, upon their head. And therefore it says, negated tefillin, it's noi, it's not a chatzitza. Mashenki, negated noshim, since when they go inside the water, the moment they go in, it will start messing up the powder, and therefore it's not noi anymore. And therefore it's worse than the case of a vacuum here, and therefore it's nechad negated chatzitza. Therefore, before Ish goes to the mikvah, she has to take over the powder. And over here, it sounds like even b'di'evad, you'll have a baya. Gel, that's what? If it's noy, it doesn't come off. And we have a loch and sif yud zayin that if it's noy, no ma moshe mice, it's water, but yeah. They do discuss, if you want, the gate to when you put on the shampoos, is there a problem here in the gate shampoos that have different conditioners and different particles you put inside your hair? Is that a problem? Because mice is supposed to have nothing there. Is that nichol the chumun ramah to make sure not have any shampoos or conditioners inside the sugar of the ramah? Look at this one and say no. Mice no one sees it, it's not there, it's not part of your body. It's part of your body, but that's part and parcel, should not be a problem. Negate to be tovah with the clothing, says the Mechaber, that over here, the Eved, also like Tfilah, the Shach speaks out, dafko, the clothing over here is roughly. However, the Ravon said when it's tight, you have a bayam, so the sugya are being tight, and you have a chatzitz over here. Now, we'll go back to the Pesach Shuvah, the Kotten Dalet, back on the Loch and Sif Dalet. The Rabbeisha Shirashi over there said when a person is makbid, when he goes inside the mikvah with his golden strands that's mud on top of it, you have a bayam inside the sugya of chatzitza. So why by the beged you get your clothing dirty over here and you do not want that? Why not nechna get a kod over here? Says the Pesach Teshuva, being out, this is the Tyre wants to answer. The clothing over here discussing are clothing that you're not makbid to go inside the water. But Maisa, if you mak ben echanami, according to Rabbi Shirashi, you have a bayam mitzad the sugya of chatzitza, which comes down right now. Just to be clear, the gate of the sugya of rofoi, we have six different times the loch of rofoi. Therefore, when I first ask you what's the loch in the gate of rofoi, you have to answer, depends. Do you mean this, that, that, or the other? The six times. So first, we have a loch of Ramon Sif Aleph. It says we remove everything. But you have it. So chuma to milo. The second time, we have Rabbi Shirashi. Sif Dalet. We have machlokes in the Pesach Tshuva. What the side of here is. Is it like Levush Esrab inside the Sugya Mirsas? Or no, like Sugya Tairo, that since you're Machbid Bishas Atfilo, that means to answer Pesach Tshuva's Kashi, he had a Kasha of jewelry, he had a Kasha of Sif Mem, he had a Kasha of Sif Mem Vav of Begodim. The way the Sugya Tairo answers, because you have to be Machbid Bishas Atfilo. When the mud is on the golden strand, you're Machbid Bishas Atfilo, that's when this Chatzitzo. Mashenkin Mem Mem Vav Sif Chav Gimel, you're not Machbid Bishas Atfilo, you're Machbid other times, the jewelry you do not want when you're making Chalop, but not Bishas Atfilo. That's the way how the Sitara answers Sif Dal according to those who understand the Boishra Rashi, Nichol Gedim Chatzitza. We have a Pesach Tshuva being done four times, the Chum of the Bach, that if it's a Tircha to remove, you also be Machbid when it's a case of Rafoi, discussing earrings, a Tircha to remove, Nichol Gedim Akpada. We have a fourth time, when the gate to jewelry, Kiv Egev brings down the Ramah and our Chaim Simakuf Samch Aleph, who goes a Rafoi, Otter Eine Rafoi. We have a fifth time, the Shiva Tzion, brought down by the Pesach Tshuva, when you want it to be Hodok, and there is a Te'elis, and a not to be Hodok, you have a Bayag, Zer, Rofa, Otter, case of Hodok. And we have a sixth time, in Simcha Ches, when one person is holding another person, we have Machlis among the Rishonim, the Rambam, versus the Rajbo, is the Bayam, is the Sugya of Rofa, of a Hodok, because she is Bohol. That means you have six separate times over there. And that halacha, the gate holding a person, the Bach and the Shach, argue how exactly how to pass him. There's six different times the loch in the gate to offer had a paskin. They're not makbid, I don't care if it gets wet. That means the chor bathing suit will be nifl in the same concept. So it really depends. You go into water that into it smells or not good water, yes, it'll be very makbid. If you go into clean water, not dafka. It really depends what clothing. Would you take your suit and go inside the canary? No. A shirt, you can start clearing.
She's tovel.
She went with a robe.
She went in
because she didn't make an error. There are people around. She's embarrassed, and she wants to go put on a full robe. That's loose over here.
She doesn't like.
What?
She's in a gala that she doesn't like.
No, she does, but she does. She has a choice: going orim or going with a robe. She'd rather go with a robe than with orim, aruma. Slamaisa, according to if she is machbid, then also let tefila. Don't gain anything with it. Simem Zayin, the case of Kinim. Now, the Kinim the Mechaben is causing are Kinim that are stuck to your hair and biting your skin. Not really our Kinim is Banazah. What comes out for the Mechaber is if you can't remove it, you have to. Whatever you cannot remove is not Nechaged of Chatzitza. Shach says if you did not try to remove it, it's like also like Tfilo. It's because Shuva said, which is causing Kinim that even are dead, also you have a problem. To get to our Kinim, first of all, Kinim, the louse itself, or the lice, the mice of people are Machbid. Why do you have to get them out? The gate to the nits, it could be depends on what society you're from, or if the isha itself is makbid. If your society is not makbid, you try to do whatever you can, fine. The mice, the isha itself is makbid, it's a good shiloh, why should you not have to spend hours to get rid of them? Good shiloh, I'm not clear how to answer that question. Sifim Ches is a case of an isha that you need to have kavodah to be toivel. We have a shiloh in chulun, daf lamed aleph, machlokes rav and avyeichon. Is the chumrah dafka negate a truma or even negate a labailo? Rav Lamaisin won't say it's also like tefila. Masha enkin Rabbi Yechonon. Loch Lamaisin the beishes be done machlokes among the rishonim. Some want to say we pass like Rav Lakulo. Some say we pass like Rabbi Yechonon. The mechaber Lamaisin want Lakulo over here. It says no problem like Rav. Also like tefila. Masha enkin the Rama says should be machmel chadchilo. Was being machmel chadchilo. So the shach 2 points meaning should be chizev litvol. Number one, if she can. And number two, when you are chosen for literal lemaisa, not to make a brocha. Let's be chosen for the other sheet over here. Now, meaning to make it practical, what to go do is let's say Isha is a shaita, she wants to be toivel. How do you do tefillah with her? According to Mechaber, she needs no kavono. According to the Ramo, she needs kavono. So, how do you toivel a shaita? So, that answer is based upon the Taz and Shach, they say the Gemara is kasi only when she fell inside. That's Gemara as a kimto. But let's say your friend puts her inside, a friend's kavanu will help for her. Therefore, the Eitz of Hashaitos and Shach and Taz, the Kuliyama, is her friend's kavanu will the Meister help for her. Now the Pesach Teshuvah being down from the Chamud Neil, let's say she is Toivel not for Tashmish, let's say she's also in Tashmish which are doctor reasons, Toivel Mitzah the Sugi Vachokas. He says, even though you're Toivel only for one, the Maaseh helps for the other. There's no Baya, there's no, not Nichol Chson of Kavon over here, Aleph. Second thing, Pesach Teshuvah being down from the Ruiz Srad, let's say she went into the mikvah just to cool herself down. Then when she's in the mikvah, she changes her mind, he says, the Maaseh, you don't have to pick up your feet again, she can go inside the mikvah, and do not need a Tefillah Acharis. Ends off the Ramah with two cases, two halachos over here. One, the Isha should be a tznur when she goes to mikvah. Nobody should know, not her friends, not her mother, not her mother-in-law. Nobody should know about this concept. And if you do, or sheikh im behemah, a shtakal hashem. We point out then, if people start asking you questions, halach is, you're allowed to lie, you should lie. A vader, based on pay is better, but a vader, a person is supposed to lie. The second thing the Ramah says, when she comes out, she should be pagay in chaverto, in a friend. And snapping begir and davar tomei, not a case of a guy. And if she does, if she hears shemayim, be chlizim a litvol. The shach says, what's examples? Not on a kelev, not a chamor, not a amoritz, not a guy, not a chazer, not a mitzora. Negates a sus over here. Maisi has a machlokes is a milo chasarin. And sus over here tells me yesterday he's open with gemach. He's going to buy a sus. He's bring it to the mikvah. It's going to allow exactly how he passed and negates a sugi of a sus. He came mamish just on time. That's what he's going to go do. And I say machlokes. His son, he'll deal with it. The Pesach Teshuvah says that when you come out to be done the Chamud Neil, they should bump into Chaverto, but not into a man. That means to be clear, there's a Pesach Teshuvah over here that discussing that the halacha is that only a man does not work. The simple meaning of Pesach Teshuvah is discussing going back to the halacha of Kavono. That's not what the Pesach Teshuvah is going back on. You're going back on the halacha again when you come out to Mikro, who to bump into. On that, you bump into your friend and not to a man. Why not a man? It's al shach, case of Ruach Zinunis. Pesach Teshuvah doesn't say, when it says the case of Amoritz, Amoritz means someone who is Amoritz Gomor cannot read Kriya Shema. There's a man there, everyone can read Kriya Shema, not necessarily get about Amoritz Gomor. The shach ends off with a Gemara Psachim. Then when a person comes out of the mikvah and Ishel, if she bumps into a man, there's a baya of Ruach Zinunis. If he has Tashmish first, he'll have this problem. If she has Tashmish first, she'll have this problem. What's the Eitzel? You say a pasuk shvarich buz on the divim. Then the question is, which pasuk is this? Is this a pasuk in Tehillim or the pasuk in Eiv? The Rukeach brings it down in Tehillim. Masha'enke, the told us Aaron, which told us Aaron, if you open up any chumash, there's a told us Aaron on the side. It's interesting, the shach is being halach of the told us Aaron. You know, this thing he's a my mokum sefer, sending you where things are. The shach is passing a loch l'maisa based upon this told us Aaron over here. Every chumash has it. He on the pasuk in Eiv, he brings down this idea, and not the pasuk in Tehillim. And he ends off this yalkut, he brings it down. This yalkut is tight on Tehillim and tight on Eiv. Therefore, we say the pasuk twice. I think some people make a horror said they're going to go print them and laminate them, give out to Eilim to have in the pocket, because it seems to be that newest mikvahs somehow go open up to areas that people bump into all the time. Maybe again,
said that that's only
for
the
Shem. What?
Only for the Shem.
That it sounds like from the Shach that anyone. It sounds like is you record. Chodesh Shani says, and it sounds like from the Shach that anyone. Toishas three Turotzim, from the other two other Turotzim, it sounds like if you know she's coming out for the Mikvah, you have this Baya, and Ruach Zinunis, and you say these Psukim over here. Say the Psukim.
It's the same person in Lodbite.
What? No, it's two different Psukim. One is end of Mazir Hafikim Wafa. One's end off Yitam Betoyo Aloy Derech. Two different Sukkim over here. They start off the same way, they end off differently.
Where's the
Tolasaran? No, you take up a Chumash.
I know where the Tolasaran is, I'm saying. Where did you find this?
He had a Chumash, I guess.
What?
He had a Chumash. You opened the Chumash, you saw the Tolasaran. It's not where Tolas Aaron is printed on Chumash.
He's saying on the Gemara's Pasuk, right? He's telling which one they're
no, he's saying, what Tolas Aaron? He writes.
In
when you, oh, you open the Eiv. He said the Tolas Aaron was on Eiv. I said, and it's been signed to Pesachim. It was not, and the one in Tim was not signed to Pesachim. Simon Reish, so you're making a bracha. So the question is, when do you make the bracha? Do you make it before or afterwards? So we have the Gemara Pesachim Dav Zayin. It says that klal in all mitzvahs you make a bracha over l'asiyosam, except by the case of tefillah negated the sugya of the ger, because ger is not right to make a bracha. The question is except a sugya ger or all cases of tefillah? Rav Yisher say all the times that tefillah make a bracha beforehand, ger is different. You can't make a bracha. Shek nishanu b'mitzvah b'tzivanu. Mashengin Mashishita is once by Ger, make the bracha afterwards, all tefillahs, loy plo chazal. Maisa, what to go do to understand what's going on over here? There's a long taz and shach over here. But Maisa, it comes out, as far as I can tell, there are three separate sigils over here, and really four different questions over here. There's a sigil over here of being Orum. Can you make a bracha when you're Orum? One sigil, a din deraisa. You take out the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Ein Dal Ein Hay. It starts off as a din deraisa of Gila Erva to make a bracha. A second sugyo of your eyes seeing the erva. Also the Mishnah Berurah brings down. That's also second in a din deraisa. Masha Enkin the Mishnah Berurah says there's a third sugyo of Liba Roisa Erva, and that's a din derabanan. So we have two din deraisa and one derabanan. The four questions are: first, where the shach and taz start off. That sounds like for the Bach. Let's say a person is a rumo. That's the Isha Rumo Man's Orem. And then they cover up the lathe, they put a shmat over the lathe. Did that help the Fosav Oliya Bacha Ervastova? Come on, the Taz and Shach say, no, it's a separate sugya. This Gila Erva and the Loch of Eneroyis Erva. Two different ideas over here. And therefore, the fact that your heart does not see it, the fact that the Isha or an Isha's Orem, you still have a problem. That's the Taz and Shach Aleph. Now, once we have a bayat gila erva, even though your heart's covered, they go on further. Let's say you're inside the water. When inside the water, take care, that's not gila erva. The person's not arm anymore. So the Kamlun, the Drisho, it says, Zechsorn, Kvoida Shechino. The Mais Kamlun, Tan and Shach, they have a Vosh Gemara Brach, it's not that way. But once you're inside the water, even though water is sold and you can see it, but since the Mais, it's a separate area over here, it's not Nichol the Chum of gila erva. Mais, it's mutter. I said, it's still right. When it's clear, we can see through it, 100%. Number three, what if the din of Libra is Erva, when you fold your arms, Lamaisa, does that work or not? I mean, in most case, you put a shmat on top, does folding work? The Drisha says folding arms does not work. However, the Taz and the Machaber Lamaisa says folding arms, Lamaisa does work. Number four, when you have Libra is Erva that will come to you, Machmer, is that a Chumra Dafka men, because the Erva is in front? Well, that's a chumrah also negated to Noshim, even though the Erev is Lamato. I mean, are we giving chalak to you men and women over here? So the way the Shach, he wants to understand, it's machlokes among the Rishonim. The Or Cheshchaim is very clear, the Liboreh is the Erev is a bayan, only in a man, not in a lady. Mash Eikin, says the Shach, the Rav understands, not the way, it's even a bayan, even in a lady. The Maiso, the Drisha, Taj, and Shach, so we paschal like the Or Cheshchaim, like the Rosh, not like the Rav. There's a question to the Mechaber. How is the Mechaber passing by Liba Roisa Ervo? What is his Avono? Is the Mechaber in Siman Ayin Dal Nar Chaim? Is the Mechaber by us? And is the Machloik is how to understand or how to read bets in both of them? In Nar Chaim he says, Yesh Misho'imer Begin La Orchas Chaim, since her Ervos is Lamato, there's no Baya Liba Roisa Ervo. Lashon Yesh Misho'imer. What does that mean? The way the Shach understands, he's being Machaber, that's what it says Yesh Misho'imer. The Taz says, no, he's being Mekel. Yesh Mishoimer, that's the Orchis Chaim. So one machlok is how to read Orchis Chaim. Second, you read the Mechab over here, the Besim is a stero. The Mechab starts off practically how to be Toivol. He says two statements. Number one, he says she should remove all her clothing. She'll have her robe on, one long chalak over here. And then she'll make the bracha, take off the robe, and go inside the mikvah. That means she has to cover herself up being a room over here. However, the fact that the robe over here, no bayah. Why can liberate the Erva does not apply to women, only to men? And therefore the Nochsarin, that's the Orchis Chaim, that's the Rosh. And if you did not do that, you take off all your clothing, then what are you going to do? You go inside the water. If the water is Tzol, you have a Bayah. What's the Bayah? The Taz and Shach, Liba Roisa Ervo. Therefore you dirty the water, and you have no Bayah Liba Roisa Ervo. Who she does that? That's the Ravid. That means the Mechab is starting off with the Orchis Chaim, the Rosh, is anywhere for the Ravid. That means the Orchis Chaim is saying you do not have a Bayah Liba Roisa Ervo. The end of, you do have a Bayer Liberace Ervo. In fact, the Taz and Shach is a stereo of the Mechaber. The two Alochas are two different Shitas, which are Be'etzim is a stereo. We don't answer. That means there's a Bach Teresh, the Drisha Teresh, but the Taz and Shach, the Maisa left as a Kasher. The Maisa had to be Toivol. So in the Hoggis and Klaiso, there are three different Hoggis. There's the Mechaber, the Ramo, and the Taz and Shach. The Mechaber, the Maisa, what he says to go do, you make the Bracha before the Tefillah, and you have to make sure you're covered. How one long robe? The second Shito, the Ramah says you make the bracha after your tovel. You go inside, your tovel, you come out, your feet are still inside, you put on your clothing to cover yourself with the sugya bracha, and then you make the bracha. But come down, Sayyid Mechab, and Sayyid Ramah, you have to cover yourself with clothing. come on the Tazan Shach and say Bizmanazah, that's not the minig. The minig is Isha does not cover herself at all. She goes inside the mikvah, she is Orim over here, she does not dirty the wood over here, and she makes the bracha. That's what she does. Just how do you end off this halacha? The Taz end off, it's better to fold her arms. It's a bed on Hogadah, it's a single liberates erva to get all the shitas. Again, we do not have to, but it's better to go do. Mash Enkin, the Shach does not even bring that down. And they're not Nevius, they're Benois Nevius over here. And Minigis al Torahu, and different Mutaival straight. Yes, we're making the Brach afterwards. That means, off the page, they bring down the Shlah. And then the Yehuda, and two tefillahs, and three tefillahs, and four tefillahs, and five tefillahs, and seven tefillahs, and nine tefillahs. The mice on the page is brought down the Tazan Shach, one tefillah, or going like Rashi. That's a good question. We discussed the Chapura, why they're taking Rashi over here, Lakula, against Rav Yishenim. It comes out, according to the Mechaber and the other Yishenim, you cannot make a bracha. It's a good aura, a good kashi over here. But mice, the way it comes out, we have three unhoggers. You have the Mechaber make the bracha before when she's clothed, the Ramon make the bracha afterwards she's clothed. The Tazan Shach said you can make a bracha when she's a ruma inside the mikvah, just a taz and you have to fold your arms. And the Shach Maisa says, not even that. The Pesach Tshuva does bring down the Har Karmel. Maisa, when you court the Mechaber Shita to make the bracha before and on Shabbos, it's not near Kamekar. Therefore, the Har Karmel says, on Shabbos, either make the bracha afterwards, even court the Mechaber, which is a Chedesh over here, or to make the bracha quiet. Meister Rav Ozo, or the Bi'oimia said the Meister, that's not the Hog of the Bnei Sfarad. If you're quiet, it's back to New York Maker. Now, there are two other points over here. The Taz discusses that Mitzad HaSukah of Libra Reis Ervo, being Machmer to go like this, I'll give you another answer. So, let's have her half a body till her waist in the water, another part out of the water, and then Libra Reis Ervo. The Taz says, no, we'd rather have her all the way to the mikvah. Inside the circle of Sneas over here, and fold her arms and have her body halfway in, halfway out. Again, the Mishnah Berurah $9 says not that way. A second thing in the Geita, Einav Roi Erva, the Shach says when you tovel over here, he said make sure you look outside, or you close your eyes. The words of the Taz, when he says over, he said just don't be miskaven to look down. Do a lotion over here, but make sure again that you don't have a bayav Einav Roi Erva. Because Shuba discusses how can you make a bracha in the mikvahs? You'll buy of a lot of steam, a lot of sweat over here. He points out if there's a lot of steam and sweat, those will be machmer, those will be stopik, there's yayvus, some soifer. Mice is a big mavucha. However, in the get to men, mice the showers are right there, the mikvahs are right there, it's much more of an issue. In the get to women, the showers are one place, the mikvahs are in a different room, there's much more steam and sweat over there. And it's clear the minig of Noshim is the mice they make a prophet inside the mikvah. They're not seem to worry about this concept. The Sam Sofer is brought down in Pesach Teshuva, they get to a person that had a private mikvah over here. However, he put the sarm on top and in the room of mice they learned. Is it by Yamitzad learning over there? He says, since over here it's only once or twice a month, Ishu de Chafifo, and not Nichol in the Sukyo. Agam says it's better to make a chatzitz over there and not get involved with the Sukyo of having sweat inside learning over there. Simresh Aleph Sif Ayin Hei, the last Sif in the Sugya Mikvois. There are two lochas of Mechaber Damo that negate to our Sugya. First, the Mechaber brings down the idea that a person pour hot water inside the mikvah. The Mechaber in the Beis Yosef brings down Machlokes among the Rishonim. The Bein Shimshon says the Meisid to not go do that. Mash Enkin, the Dakar Moshe brings down Yvod and the Rav Yoh, it can be Mechel. It's sad to be Machmer, says the Achreinim. It's once we have the loch in Sif Lam Al Begzeis Mechatzois. Going inside the kli, kosh king here, poured the sunni of exerim chatzos over here. David the Taz says, that's the problem, why to be machmir over here? It's interesting, who is the one who's making the siflam aleph? The Taz writes three times, you do not hold the sugi of exerim chatzos. Over here, what does he say? He does not argue. Exerim chatzos. So, a gam over there, by Kaylee, he says, we don't pass it away. The rash argues the rivet. By Kaylee, but here he's saying it's even worse, and it sounds like the Taz agrees over here. He does not argue with the Mechaber. That means the Taz, the Meisah, does a whole grace of Mechatzois, but the Keli is a Zeresh Mechatzois. We have a Mishnah on that. Not the way the Rash wants to disagree. Only with Mechubber, not a case of Tolosh. But Kert, he agrees it is a Zeresh Mechatzois when it's Mechubber. And when you heat up the water, you also have a Bayah Zeresh Mechatzois over here. The Meisah, Moth comes along and says, those are Mechel. However, Yesh Lahachmer, V'ein Limchis. That means the Maskono, the Mechaber is being Machmer, and the Ramos being Machmer. And the Taz and the Shach and the Pesach Tshuva And no one on the page, the Maaseh, speaks out to argue. So how in the world... What? Ein limchois. That ain't limchois. That means a person is what to go build. If it's that way, don't make a machor. Bad not make a machor. But the Maaseh and the Ramad being very clear, yesh lahachmir. So what exactly are we doing over here? So again, the words of the Mechaber is two cases. Either case where you pour in hot water, or you heat up that water and you do shveris night. The Chabur answers six reasons why the Maaseh, that's clearly that I'll go, and certainly aim them place. They do point out, there are two terms, says the Mechaber, in the case of the Ramah, Gevehet of Chamei Teriyah, there's not Nechles Chum over here. And also in the case where a person went inside cold water and then went inside a steam room, also not Nechles Chum. The second halacha, could a person take a shower after they went inside the mikveh? We have the Sukkot in Shabbos, that's the Mishnah of Zavim, that the Yud Ches Dover is that a person should not put a Rosh Yerubo inside Maim Shuvim. The Gemara in Shabbos explains what the reason is. It used to be they went to mikvehs that were Maim Suchim, smelly, and then they would take showers afterwards. They say that not this is being Matara, that's being Matara. Therefore, we'll lead to the spaya, and they'll think that the shower is coming to Matara the person. They won't go inside the mikvah. Therefore, Glazer not to go take a shower after they went inside the mikvah. Halacha Maaseh, the question is that mission is causing the being placed in the Truma. You take the idea of Truma, also Nidil Abaylo, another Nafkamin over here, of Nidil Abaylo in the case of Truma. Ashal among the Rishonim, the Beisaita brings down the Azur, the Rashbat, the Maaseh says, also like to be like Mim Bidiyabev. Ashal Ashani, he brings down the Ravio, the Mariam, Taisi Rid, Shaidur, the Dakamosh brings down, the Maaseh wants to be Michael. Halacha Maaseh, the Machabah does not bring it down. However, the Amor brings down Yesh Oisim, the Chain Nogu. That is the Maaseh our minig over here. The Gam on the page there is the Goyin who disagrees. The Maaseh of the Ikhnas form are not like the Goyin, and the Maaseh of the Machmer. Now, the reason again is, says the Shach, because people think what's coming to Matari you, the shower and not the mikvah. Now the question is, what's to be Machmer? How far to be Machmer? That was discussed in the Chaburah. Is it Dafka in the mikvah place? Is that even when you get home? Is that until you be Mishamish? Is it for 24 hours? Is it for 2 weeks? How long to be Machmer? That we discussed in Chaburah. But the Maaseh Ramah says, V'chein Nogu over here. Just end off. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow there'll be a Siyum. Go make the Siyum. No, you want to make the Siyum?
No, I'll make it for me, Pleshik.
You want to make a Siyum tomorrow? No, who wants to make a Siyum?
Yeah, Pleshik, Siyum, I'll make it.
Siyum tomorrow? Make the Siyum for the Oilam? Yes. 9:30 or 10?
10.
10, okay.
What's
Pleshik? 10 o'clock. First of all, it's a Siyum. Wednesday, Be'ez Hashem, we attest. Until Chatzos. At Chatzos, we'll have a Chabur. The end of Barak, we'll have a Chatzos. It's 12:40. We'll have a Chabur over here. The gate to Halacha, the Erev Tishbov, Tishbov, which you allow to learn until the end of Seder. As a Shlomus Indian, 6 years ago, the yeshiva went 3 days into Ben Hazman, there was a Chama going on, and then we learned Simukuf Samach Aleph, the Sugim of Hatzitis by the Tils of that Yudayim. Mai says that it was a great Ashlomah Negev to just finish Kuf Samach Ches, the comparison of the differences, and note Negev, and now people will understand Kuf Samach Aleph. Kuf Samach Aleph, never understand it. But now they look Kuf Samach Ches, you can't understand it. It's Mamish Kedai to go learn it. The Be'ez Hashem will be Chabur also on Sunday to get that topic over here. Fine, it's lawful. Question on Zoom.